from the rugged desert outside Yuma, Arizona. This is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics. Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. It's inevitable that things will break during testing in the world's most extreme natural environments. When something breaking halts a test, the mission depends on welders like Marine Corps veteran Andy Pinkerton to get back on track. What inspired you to join the Marine Corps?
I didn't really want to go to college straight after high school, and I got sold on the adventure aspect of it, and the prospect of the GI Bill and learning a trade was sounded pretty good.
So when you separated from the Marines, you were at MCS Yuma, and you didn't have any prior experience with welding. How did you get into it?
There was this guy I was kind of friends with, and he suggested I check it out.
So you're going to Arizona Western College, and one of your instructors was Sam Colton, who had worked out here for many, many years.
Yes.
Is that when you first learned about Yuma Proving Ground?
Yes. I mean, I knew of its existence, but he introduced me to the SCEP program, where I would actually have the chance to work out here.
So you started out here in 2005, and the SCEP program, a student career experience program, you worked full-time while going to school and earned money.
Correct.
And then at the end of your SCEP time, they had a choice to either bring you on full-time or separate you, and obviously they kept you.
Yeah, they did.
So what kind of welding do you do out here typically at Yuma Proving Ground?
A lot of it is stick welding, or SMAW, stands for shielded metal arc welding. That's my favorite one to do. Honestly, I do it all, though. If it needs to be welded, I can weld it.
I suppose you work on a lot of test fixtures and things like that.
Yes, very often. And sometimes it's just mundane things like whatever the Army breaks, I or someone else will fix it.
Have there been times when there was a really high-stakes, important test going on and it ground to a halt and they were depending on you?
If not me, then the weld shop in general, yes. It's happened quite a few times. I can't, at the moment, think of one particular example, but yeah, it happens, especially downrange.
So you're not just necessarily right there in your shop. You have to go out to the test itself.
Correct.
And sometimes that's many miles out. It could be irregular hours.
Yeah, or they seem to like early mornings, so sometimes there's overtime involved.
Has the technology of welding evolved very much in the last 20 years from your perspective, for what you do?
At the bare bones, not really. Metal is still metal, and an electric arc is still an electric arc. We do have a better plasma cutting table now, though, a much better one.
Talk about that. I mean, that thing's really high tech.
Yeah, the cutting surface is almost twice as big as our previous one, so we can fit a 10-foot by 20-foot sheet on there if we want to, and it also has the ability to drill and tap threaded holes.
Wow, that's really something. You've been out here for almost 20 years. You must like it a little bit. Are you going to stay a little longer?
Yeah, I'm on the retirement path, so if they'll have me, I'll keep showing up.
Hey, Andy, it's really good talking to you today.
Thank you. It's been fun to do this.
Welcome to Outpost Outspoken. I'm your host for this segment, Anna Henderson. Today, Barry Weiss joins me. Barry is a firefighter paramedic with the Yuma Proving Ground Fire Department and an advocate for mental health. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Barry, let's talk about your career at YPG. How long have you been serving the YPG community?
I'm coming up on 15 years. I started in December of 2009. So almost 15 years.
How did you get started?
I started originally at Rho Metro as an EMT. And I worked my way up to paramedic, and then I got my firefighter. And they posted a job, and I applied, and here we are.
The rest is history. What is the most rewarding part about serving the community as a firefighter here at YPG?
One of the things is you get to help people when they need help, and each day is different. They're all similar, but they have different aspects to it. So you don't really know what's gonna happen from day to day, especially out here, because we could go all the way up to mile marker 90. We could go all the way east, almost out to Dateland on the range. And then we can go west, and we go off base, like we were talking about. You can go to Martinez Lake, Hidden Shores in the wintertime when we have the winter visitors. it can get pretty busy with that.
That's one of the things that we were talking about. Being a firefighter here is unlike being one anywhere else. And I imagine your calls are very diverse. You have the YPG community, the testing mission, the desert, the lake. And many people don't realize that the rescue area that your team responds to is beyond the YPG gates. You and your team respond to a lot of calls on Highway 95. I can imagine that you just see a lot because of the diversity of that rescue area.
Yes. Like I said, it's not as busy as it used to be. But when I first started, yeah, we would have way too many accidents on 95. And you don't know. When the tones go off, you don't know if it's just a little fender bender or if it's life or death.
You were recently awarded a Civilian Service Commendation Medal in the last Garrison Employee Recognition Ceremony for being involved in health and safety programs. Tell me what you have been up to.
Probably a few years ago, I think it was around 2017, I was having a rough time in life. And I actually came to the point where I wanted to quit my job. And I kind of knew that I couldn't quit my job because then I would have to go do something else. So I decided back then that if I'm going to continue to do this job, I'm going to change how I look at it. And then I also want to help other firefighters, first responders, so they don't have to go through what I went through. So I decided, I started a podcast. I started school. I'm in school to be a counselor, and I had to change my perspective. I didn't like my outlook. I didn't like the way I felt inside. So I started to focus more on the mental health aspect. And like I said, the podcast, the school, trying to get more training for not just our fire department, but the community as a whole. So through our union, I'm trying to get training for mental health to give us better ways to help cope with the things that we not only see on the job, but in everyday life.
Just to give people a little bit of background, you're the sole provider. You have 6 children.
Yes.
And a wife. So that's a lot of pressure when you were talking about, oh, quitting my job. You can't just be,
no,
oh, you have mouths to feed in the family that depends on you. And now you have grandchildren. You can't just give up.
No.
So you found a way to move forward. Tell us about the motto that you made for your podcast.
Don't quit. Keep pushing forward. That's what I did. And there's still days currently that, you know, I want to quit, but, you know, I take a deep breath and try again tomorrow because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
And have you noticed that your fellow firefighters, I know you've had some of them on your podcast, are they opening up more? I know that that's what you are advocating for and pushing for on your podcast, to talk about their feelings.
Yeah. Ever since I started the podcast, I have had people who I never would have suspected struggling come up to me and share with me. That's a good thing. When I did start the podcast, my goal was to help one person. You know, everybody says that. I believe I did so far. It's helping me get through those tough times, and hopefully it's helping other people.
In addition to being involved in mental health programs, you are also involved in the fire department's union.
Yes, we have a union, F-142, for the firefighters. We help advocate for, you know, better working environment and make sure everything's or we're treated fairly. We also help support programs within the community. We recently sponsored a hockey team, and we also did a sponsorship for the Gila Ridge Golf. And we also helped out the Rural Metro Firefighter Union with the Buffalo Wild Wing takeover.
That's great that you're really getting out there. Is there anything else that you want to share with us today?
Like I said, when things get tough, whether you're a firefighter or not, take your deep breath. And if you need to start again tomorrow, just start again tomorrow.
Well, thank you for the words of wisdom. Do you want to tell anybody your podcast name?
RIT Talk on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for what you do for the YPG community and for the Army.
Thank you.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.